Now, something else, teammates, you got to be good at explaining to middle-income Americans is the four ways to earn income in America. We call it the cash flow quadrant. And there's four ways legally in America to make money. One is being an employee. Two is being self-employed. Three is being a business owner. And four is being an investor. Now, most people today have a job. In fact, 90% of people in the country today work for somebody else. And only 10% of people in the country are actually in business for themselves. Whereas in the early 1900s, it was just total opposite. 90% of people in the country were self-employed, mom and pop grocery store, there were farmers, things of that nature. And only 10% of people in the country work for somebody else. But today, folks, that has done a drastic change. Okay, so when you start talking about being an employee, okay, we were told to go to high school, get a diploma, go to college, get a degree, and go out and get a good job. But who in America today has a good job, okay? And you've got to be able to explain to people, to middle-income Americans, what having a good job today actually means to them. See, when you start talking about having a good job, you know, most people today work 5 hours, work 5 days out of the week, every hour on the hour. They want a 10-minute break. They want weekends off, 4 weeks paid vacation a year, okay? But the problem is that your job basically takes care of food, shelter, and clothing. And people are frustrated because their dreams are not coming true, okay? And so what happens is that since people are frustrated because they're not making enough income on their job, then what a lot of people do, or some people do, is they go out and they create a job. And they create a job, what it means is they go become self-employed. See, when you're an employee, you got to trade time for money. So you go give some time and you make some money. If you don't go give time, then you don't get any money. So people get frustrated with that system and they create a job, they go become self-employed. Now, self-employed people make a lot of money, okay? But the thing that people don't realize is whereas when you were an employee, you work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, now you're self-employed, you're working 16, 17, 18 hours a day, okay, 7 days a week. Okay, no paid vacations. And you normally got to do that for the first 3 to 5 years that you go into business. But what happens is that people get burnt out. And so what do? Is they go back from where they came and they go and get another job. Okay, they go back to the corporate America and they go get a job. Okay, well, what we have mastered here at Primerica is we've mastered teaching people who work a job how to go become self-employed, then how to be a business owner and be an investor. And let me talk to you about why you want to be a business owner. The reason that you want to be a business owner is simple, is that a business operates off of systems and you hire people to run your systems. Let me give you a good example. Let's say that the Marriott Hotel, which is downtown Richmond, 6th and Broad. Let's say that you decide that you and your wife or you and your girlfriend, whatever the case may be, you guys are going to go spend the night in the presidential suite. Let's say that costs you $500 a night. Okay, you pull up and you decide, hey, look, I'm going all out. I want to valet park my car. Well, when you pull up to the valet, a guy or lady comes out and they give you a ticket and you give them the keys. Now, is that the business owner? No, it's not the business owner. But what the business owner has done, the business owner has put a system in place that will allow you to valet park your car, and they've hired a person, and they put a person in place to run that system. Once you valet park your car, now it's time to move you and your bags to check-in. Well, you've got somebody called a bellhop that moves your bags to check-in. Is that the business owner? Nope. What the business owner did is they put a system in place and they hired a person to run that system. Once you get to check-in with your bags, then you can pay one of three ways. You can write a check, you can put it on a credit card, or you can pay cash. It's entirely up to you. Well, the person on the other side is checking you in. Is that the business owner? Nope. The business owner put a system in place and they hired somebody to run that system. Once you check in and you pay, you can move up to your room. And once you get up to your room, you decide that you're hungry. And so you decide you don't want to leave. You want room service. So you pick up the telephone. Somebody answers the phone. That person that answers the phone, is that the business owner? Nope, not at all. The business owner put a system in place and they hired somebody to run that system. Once they take your order, they give that order to someone to cook. Is that cook the business owner? Nope. Business owner put a system in place and they hired somebody to run the system. Okay? So the point I'm saying this to you and why I keep repeating it, because I want you to understand, is that businesses operate off of systems and you hire people to run those systems. Now, it costs you $500 a night, for an example, let's say to stay at that Marriott Hotel. Who gets a part of that business? Who gets a part of that $500? The bellhop? gets a part, the valet gets a part, the person who checked you in, the person who took your order with the phone, the cook, the maintenance person, the person who cleans the room, all those people get a part of that $500, including the business owner. But what's the difference? Everybody else has to be there to make their money. They have to give time to make money except for the business owner. The business owner puts systems in place, they hire people to run them, and then they can go to Hawaii, they can go to Europe, they can go to Africa, they can go do something else, and their money still continues to come in. By you having a job or by you being self-employed, you have to give time for money. If you're not there to put in the time, then you don't make the money. That's why you want to be a business owner. And then once you're a business owner, and then you can start being investors. And what investors do is investors buy businesses. So they buy businesses, they put systems in place, and they hire people to run those systems. And so that's why in the cash flow quadrant, employee, self-employed, business owner, investor, that's why you want to be on the right side of the cash flow quadrant, and you want to be a business owner and an investor and not an employee or self-employed. But here in Primerica Financial Services, you can start off on a part-time basis while you're an employee on your job, and you can come to work with us. When you first come to work with us, you get take your test, you give your license, you get your licenses, you're going out there helping clients one-on-one. Every time you're doing that though, you don't make $10 an hour. You go help a client, and let's say it takes you 3 hours to help that client put the programs in place, you make on the average as a district leader with $300. So if it took you 3 hours to do that, that's about $100 an hour, folks. That's great income. You're self-employed. And then what the company will do is allow you to hire, train, and develop people on a part-time basis. And once you get those people hired, you train them in the business, they got the systems down, and then they go utilize those systems, you can be anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, and you will get the profits off of that business. You will get an override off of that business for the rest of your natural-born life. Folks, we got the greatest opportunity in American business. When you look at our track record right now, the company's got over 5,000 people. Since 1977, we got over 5,000 people make over 50,000. Since 2000, over 2,600. We got over 2,400 people, almost 2,500 people making over $100,000 a year. 1,352 of those have been created since 2000. We got over 62 people to make over $1 million a year. 31 has happened since the year 2000. 17 people to make over 2 million. 6 of those have happened since the year 2000. And we got one person that makes over $5 million a year. Folks, that's incredible. That's mind-boggling. We have the greatest opportunity in American business, bar none. Welcome to Primerica Financial Services. See you at the top.